Aftermath. I didn't want to look, because seeing what will be is harder to anticipate than living into misfortune blindly like the rest. But I could not resist the lure of power. Few can. And so I looked, and people say I didn't speak for weeks, dumbstruck by what I'd seen, although they didn't know my secret, and I never told until now in this wavy writing in the language they taught me, since I remained their prisoner, if not physically any longer following the kill, then mentally, since the ordeal never left me. I replayed and replayed it in my mind, and people say I would often startle at the slightest sounds and always had to have a weapon at the ready and hardly sleep. And if I did, then the Uktena coiled around me in my dreams, and I could never kill it then. And I would wake, soaked in sweat, fighting off my blanket that by then had wound around me like a curse, like a pall, like the giant serpent that overtook my life, even though I took its own life blood.